Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, good morning. Just like that. January 7th. Only been out here a week, 2025. Hopefully the new year is treating you well. It's officially time to stop wishing people happy new year. Like, we get it, yo. We get it. All right, back to what we were talking about. A few things. The only Yankee conversation that has been brought to the table is around a trade for Luis Arraez. No conversation about that Gavin Lux stuff, which really, like, to me, I didn't really care much for that. But, you know, and talking about Luis Arraez, and like, we live in this era now where so much comes from social media, so much comes from non-credible sources, so much comes from just like, I don't know where, and people run with it and it snowballs. The whole conversation around Luis Arraez and his fielding being just as bad as Gleyber Torres, that's a huge reach. And just a quick look at Baseball Reference, and I don't ever go on Baseball Reference. I don't go on fan. I won't say ever. Obviously, there's some things you're going to need to go on Baseball Reference for, you know, for historical reasons or comparative reasons, or, you know, even fan graphs once in a while. But, like, I know there's some baseball fans that live on these pages, Baseball Savant. I don't. I'm not that kind of baseball fan. I'm more like, pull up to the stadium. I can show you how to have a good time at the stadium. Like, I don't really do all this. But, like, it was easy to look up Gleyber Torres having 18 errors last year, 15 the year before. And then Luis Arraez, when you go to his 2024 in Miami, he had 4 errors. In San Diego, 0. The year before that, 4, 5. Like, you can go multiple years and not add up to Gleyber Torres's 1 year in 2023 or 2024. So I don't think the Gleyber Torres experience is the Luis Arraez experience. I'll take a guy that can lead off. I'll take a guy that can bat 400 at times. I'll take a guy that in this lineup would be so needed at the top of the order. Yeah, run it, man. Run it. And then I can live with Jazz learning to play third base. I can live with that. And then, like I said, there's options, man. Stan got hurt last year when they were trying to rest him once a series or every other series or whatever they were doing. You guys know when Judge would get the DH spot. And I guess they're going to have to do that again this year, but Judge is another year removed from the toe. We didn't hear a damn thing about the toe last year. And he'll be back in right field. It's less running in right field. So, like, is Judge going to need the half day or the, you know, the half day into the off day as much? No, I'd like to see that DH spot have a little bit more of a revolving door. And if they get Luis Arraez, so be it. That's the only baseball conversation I've had so far. I'll figure out another lane for us to go down. 888-808-1019. I opened up talking about the Giants. I just think they're in a sad state of affairs, especially when you got to listen to the GM come out and say he wouldn't change what they did and just continuously lie and cap and be smug and seem like he's just so comfortable. He had a nice, comfortable Giants hoodie on, sitting there just like so secure and so sure of himself and his decision-making and what he's built. You haven't built anything. The franchise isn't better than it was when you found it. I saw something. Where did I put this in my notes? Let me go all the way back. Daryl Slater wrote, "The Giants are now 9-26 since John Mara said, 'We're back.'" Let's go to Mason in Plainview on the Fan. What's up, Mason?
Hey, Keith. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Absolutely agree with your comments on Shane and Dabo. You know, Shane is way too comfortable sitting in that chair, especially looking at those clips from Hard Knocks. And I think they should have changed the whole leadership and gotten in some new blood and see where things are going. I think the quarterback, and once again, the Dable being the quarterback whisperer is a foregone conclusion, right? When you have Josh, the caliber of talent that Josh Allen possesses, I could have walked on. Listen, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, you know, he had a lot to work with up in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Jones, same body habitus, same style. He got a little bit out of him, but once again, I don't know where that went. So we'll see what could happen. And I agree with you, the draft, they should trade down. I do not think they should trade up because the draft class is good. Maybe they're 1 and 2, but thereafter they need a quarterback. Love listening to you. Best of luck in the new year.
Thanks for the call, Mason. Yeah, let's see how good Joe Shane is at his job. Let's see how crafty you are at your job. You've been doing this now for 4 years. Show us something, Joe. What do you know, Joe? Trade back and then trade up, right? Trade back and find a way to trade up and get Jackson Dart. Trade back, get an extra pick. Trade back, and, I don't know, get out of the second round and get back in the first round. And the quarterback that's falling, whether that is a Jackson Dart or I wouldn't be a Jalen Milroe. I don't think Quinn Ewers is going to the draft. Drew Aller, I think, is going to stay as well. But if he does, I mean, if Drew Aller does declare, it changes everything. You might be looking at him. You might be looking at Shador. If you don't want the Heisman Trophy winner, who's now, you know, in mock drafts supposed to be there because he'll be the first non-quarterback off the board, if you don't want Travis Hunter, then, like, you got to get crafty here. And this is going to really show us what the Giants GM is about as far as the draft, how crafty he can be, how skilled he can be, his relationships that he's either built or not built with other teams, his ability to draft back, the draft capital they have, being able to finesse something here because you need a lot. You need a lot. Steve is in Islip on the fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, man? First time, long time. How's everything?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, real quick before I get to my point, just wanted to let you know, man, I've been listening to you for a while, and me and you first had our first kids at the same age, so it's pretty cool listening to you, you know, have your kid grow up and listen to all the experiences, you know.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
You know, the same time as you.
I've toned it down because I'll get random, you know, screenshots from my wife who reads Reddit and Facebook and stuff where if I talk about my son too much on air, I'll get roasted for it. But how – you have a son or a daughter? I'm trying to remember. If we've talked about it before, I'm blanking on it. But I don't talk about my son as much. I keep it to the sports now.
No. I haven't called you yet about it. Okay. I have a son, first son, and born in April, around the same time as your kid as well.
Yeah, my son was born April 13th, and he's approaching – he'll be 21 months – in a week, and he's a way different being now. This guy smashed his truck on my head today, and I had to get rough with him, and my wife pushed me, and I'm like, nah, he's got to learn. Like, you can't just smash a car on a guy's head and not get any retaliation for that.
Yeah, he's actually becoming a human being now, not just, you know.
Not just goo-goo gaga, you know, rock-a-bye baby anymore. No, not at all.
Yep. Developing a personality, yep. But definitely getting to the point, I was going to bring up the Giants with their pick. I agree. I don't think they should trade up because they need more draft capital. They need more than just a quarterback. And from what I've been hearing, these two quarterbacks, they're not really even getting a first-round grade anymore with Shador and Cam Ward. Would you be opposed to taking Hunter? And then if they do take Hunter at 3, do you see them using him more as an offensive or defensive position? Or do you see a little of both?
I'm not opposed to taking Travis Hunter. Thanks for the call, and God bless, Steve. Good luck with the baby. Not so much a baby approaching the terrible twos. I'm never opposed to taking the quote-unquote best available, most talented player on the board. Travis Hunter is really talented. I followed him from Jackson State to Colorado, and he recently was saying, everybody keeps telling me what I'm not going to do. I've always done it. Like, this is how he plays football, playing both sides of the ball. And he wants to go somewhere where he could potentially play on both sides. I think the Giants are a place. You can't tell me that the Giants have, you know, a ton of receivers that he's not going to be better than. Now, he doesn't have to play 100% of the offensive snaps. But you're going to be in a position next year where you got to go into that bag of tricks, where you got to have some gadget plays. Bring Travis Hunter in, just at least for the initial. Here he is. What are they going to do with him? 888-808-1019. Now, that's a conversation that needs to be had, too. Draft Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner, who just won the Heisman Trophy in New York last month, less than a month ago, coming to the New York Giants, and not his teammate, Shador Sanders, right? Travis Hunter didn't make any New York cleats. That's a whole nother story. And then, I don't know, like I said, that pick that they have in the second round right now, which is 34, trade up. Trade back into the first round as there's a quarterback dropping. Let's say it's Jackson Dart. Trade back in. That's what I said. Like, let's maybe at 29, right? That's where the Buffalo Bills are currently. You don't have one friend over there in Buffalo that you still know? Let's see it. They have to. The GM has to impress his fan base. The GM has to get in the good graces of his fan base because he's made way more mistakes than he's made progress. Let's go to Matt in Stanford next up on the fan. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Keith, how are you doing? I got my friend Jerry on the line.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Jerry?
What's up?
I first wanted to ask a random question. I was having an argument with Jerry today. Who do you think's the most famous American athlete, LeBron James or Tom Brady? I just want to know your personal opinion.
LeBron, he's still playing. LeBron, like when LeBron was coming out of Mount Vincent St. Mary, like that was like 2002, 2003. That was around the time Tom Brady was like just starting to win Super Bowls. Globally, LeBron's still playing. He's not done. I like followers, social media. Like, how do we gauge who's more popular? LeBron, it's LeBron over Brady for sure.
Even though Brady is the GOAT.
No, Brady is the GOAT, and he's got more rings than LeBron. But if we're talking about who's the most popular, like, American athlete, and it's those two, it's Bron.
Okay, and also, Keith, I want to talk about the Giants. Why don't they trade up with the Browns? The Browns aren't for sure drafting a quarterback.
They could. The Browns are dumb. You could finesse them with anything. The Browns, they're going to have DTR, who they drafted. Maybe Bailey Zappe is interested in coming back there, who they picked up. And they have an issue with Deshaun Watson. I don't think he wants to play. He re-ruptured his Achilles. I think that they're going to want to draft their own quarterback. I think they're going to try. But I think they can be talked into anything. I think they'd be open for a phone call, and they would consider it. And they might not love Shador Sanders.
And do you think the Giants might go for Sam Darnold if they don't get any of those quarterbacks?
I don't. I just don't think Sam Darnold, a California boy who bounced around with the Panthers, with the 49ers, and stuck with the Minnesota Vikings, I don't think he's going to want to come back to New Jersey. I don't think that the Giants are like, come on, the Giants can't, after paying Daniel Jones $40 million and cutting him 2 years later, you can't sign Sam Darnold for, I don't know, $48 million. I don't think it's a good match.
No, like, you can't give him a one-year deal? You won't take a one-year deal anymore?
He's not taking a one-year deal after this. He would get more than that from Minnesota. Like, I think Sam Darnold's going to be the number one free agent quarterback. Let's see what he does against the Rams in the playoffs here. He disappointed me. I lost a couple hundred bucks on him airmailing throws and not being able to hit receivers. And some of it's on the offensive line. Not a great showing from him and the Minnesota offense two nights ago. I just think he's going to command, you know, $45 to $50 million a year in this market. You saw Kirk Cousins get the bag last year. I mean, what they paid Dak Prescott. Like, I think he's going to get some high offers, and they're not going to be one-year deals, and they're definitely not going to be in a place like MetLife Stadium. I don't think he wants to come back.
Thank you. Shout out Peppers.
Shout out Peppers. Who is Peppers?
I don't even want to know.
Who's Peppers? Julius Peppers?
But he's not even on the Giants anymore.
You're talking about not Julius Peppers.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of the other guy. I am thinking of the other guy.
Jabril.
Jabril Peppers. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, that's a good call, though. Shout out to Jabril Peppers, man. I hope he's doing good. Last I heard his name, he was in some trouble. But Jabril Peppers is a New Jersey high school football legend. Like, people talk about People talk about Tavon Austin's highlights. Like, I remember watching Jabril Peppers' highlights coming out of, where'd he go, Paramus Catholic? He was a monster. But, yeah, shout out to Peppers, Jabril and Julius Peppers. 888-808-1019. Jack, how you feeling, man? You good?
I'm good, Keith. How about you, man?
I'm just hoping the Devils pull it off. Palat scored to put him up 3-2. I've been watching this game in here. We need this one badly. 11 minutes left. I'm just hoping they get it done tonight. They're this close again. They cannot have a heartbreak here in this third period. I hope it ends 3-2. Don't even give up another goal. I don't want to sweat this out.
Fair enough. I mean, honestly, this is probably the better hockey team we have. I mean, the Rangers.
This is the only hockey team.
Rangers and Islanders have been just all over the place.
This is the only hope for hockey in the metropolitan area the next 5 months. And, hopefully the Devils go to distance, but they're in a tough stretch here. A little bit of a losing streak here, getting humbled here on a 6-game road trip. But right now they lead 3-2, and I'm hoping they pull it off. For all the Devils fans listening, you guys can call up before I get off at 2 a.m. Let's keep it rolling with the Giants, though. Another team in New Jersey. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's doing? How's your weekend?
It was good, man. I can't complain.
Yeah, my uncle got me tickets. I went with the boys, 6 guys, American Dream Water Park. It was, like, rented out. There was barely anybody there. We were there for 2 hours. We did everything except for the ride over there. You ever been to the mall?
I've been to American Dream 100 times. I've never done the water park. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown ass man. I'm not. What would I look like at the? Isn't that like the Nickelodeon water park?
Oh yeah, I ain't letting a look too much stuff. I think it is. It could be.
Isn't that for kids? Like I can't do that. I'll get flagged. Like I have to speak with somebody if I show up there. In some board shorts trying to get on the water slide. Nah. Maybe when my son is old enough to go. But nah, I've never hit that. I've hit the new Sesame Street activation that they have there. I brought my son to that. I was just speaking about the Pinstripe Pride event. We do that at American Dream every year. It's on again later this month into February. But anyway.
Yeah, if you ever
Jack just said
park.
It's called DreamWorks Water Park.
DreamWorks, yeah. If you ever hit it up, though, you ever go there, avoid the ride that goes all around the park. That thing breaks down every 2 or 3 rides because of the weight. It just weighs it down and stops.
What I'm saying, there. Josh, I'm grown. I'm not getting on rides. Like I'm
you
not.
Go with your kids. Yeah. Just avoid that one.
I will.
We made that mistake a lot.
I grew up going to Six Flags. I'm from Monmouth County. We grew up going to Six Flags. Great adventure, and it's been like over a decade before I've done that. I don't want to get on any rides. I don't even want to ride the subway.
I think that's a little different, Keith.
Yeah, enter at your own risk. Both can be dangerous.
Right, in completely different ways. One's from the people, one's from the mechanics. Who knows? So, anyways, Keith. First of all, with the Devils, you said they gotta pull. They gotta pull this one out. They're doing this weird thing again. And it was great that they just took the lead after blowing it. They gotta go out and get another goal here. Don't even let them get another few shots off. You know, and they're having those. They were the first team in NHL history to keep two teams under 12 shots
right.
In back to back games.
Right.
So let's fire back up that play. Don't let them even get
exactly locked down right now. They don't need another goal. Hold this lead. Let the time expire.
And then with my Giants, Keith. I think what they got to do is there's no smart way really to fix this team. If I was just in it honestly, when they're not looking, just spin a wheel to see what to do because this team is so
far
from being a functioning team. It would be better than because clearly when he's tried to think, he's had three off seasons now he's had, and he's pretty much botched up all of them. Maybe you know whatever he's doing clearly is not working. Dable, I think, is fine. It's the product he's getting. But he's also, he could be, you know, I don't know, grow up a little bit.
Where is Steve Tisch? I heard Mara mention him, but where? I want to hear from Steve Tisch. You know what I'm talking about?
I
feel like Mara is beaten down by Dable and Shane, almost where these two guys came in from Buffalo and were given the organization and they've stolen it from him, and he's bullied by them, and they've probably talked him to death on their philosophy, on their theories, and their vision, and none of it has come to life, and he's just stuck hoping that it does one day. Where's Steve Dave Tisch?
Was probably pretty intimidating when he speaks to him. No, I mean, you know, I know he's slimmed down a little bit, but, you know, and when he was, you know, he's still a little big, you know, he's got that beard and, you know, Mara, and he probably tells him.
Yeah, I hope he's well. I hope that he's not, you know, like kind of in the background because he's not doing well. Like I need somebody else. I look at John Mara today and I'm like, I feel like this guy's being bullied by Shane and Dable. They've come in here. They've gotten real comfortable. They've gotten real cozy. They're putting their feet on the furniture. These guys are acting like they own the whole place, and that's not how it is at all.
And also, Keith, I understand the other caller with, like, you know, popular athlete. I don't even know what question is. I don't know why I wasn't putting Ohtani in there. Ohtani by far versus anyone. I don't know if you meant specifically those two. But, you know, I read an article and said there's a guy in Japan that writes a front page article on Ohtani every single day, like throughout the entire year.
Yeah, good way to sell newspapers in a declining newspaper purchasing time. Put Ohtani on the front right. with a new story. Today, Ohtani brushed his teeth a fourth time.
Speaking of baseball, though, I was glad to see that Jeff Passan came out for the Mets. You know, they still plan on, you know, getting more position players, getting more relievers, getting possibly, you know, their starter. They haven't made a signing in a while. And Alonso, this whole thing, they got to just figure it out somewhere. I don't know, sit him down somewhere, get got Boris in the house or something, and just tired of waiting. And the fact that is the MLB offseason, just waiting, 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 waiting. Okay, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night. Let's hope the Devils pull it off.
Thanks for the call, Josh. The tips on American Dream, the Devils conversation, Giants conversation, and the introduction to some Mets conversation. I didn't catch what Jeff Passan had to say about the Mets. I think it's a waiting game. I think it's a waiting game for Pete Alonso, a waiting game that Pete Alonso ultimately is going to lose. I don't know if he's going to get any better offers or any other suitors better than a team that went to the NLCS last year. It's got a manager that should have won Manager of the Year, signed a generational talent, has an owner giving out suites. I think he's just going to end up in a position where he's got to take it or leave it. And it's going to be too hard to leave it. 888-808-1019. And also with Stearns, I'm sure he has an order of operations, things that he would like to do. And, you know, there's still some of those guys floating around from last year's team that I think he'll look to bring back. Maybe a Jose Iglesias reunion, OMG, the remix. Maybe Jesse Winker gets to continue as a Met, but these things take time. And now we're 7 days into January. In a month, we're going to be starting to talk about pitchers and catchers. And that's when it really gets real. That's when, you know, you'll get the finishing touches and the last marginal moves to fill out the roster, add depth to the roster, and go from there into camp. 888-808-1019. Back to the Giants. You know, when I think about how, like, you got to win the division. When I think about how they didn't win a game in the division, and even this game Sunday, don't tell me, oh, if I would have thought those guys were tanking, I would have fired them. There were a few clues in the game that the Giants weren't trying to win the game against Tanner McKee and backups. Literally guys that I'd never heard of as, like, you know, it should be. They're the, like, third stringers on the team. But there were a couple times. I even stopped taking game notes on the Giants at this point. But if I go back to, like, the play sheet, there were some fourth downs. There were some things they did on fourth down, whether it was not attempting a field goal or going for it, where I'm like, that isn't in anybody's analytical book. That isn't in the Dan Campbell go for it book or the, you know, like, that's in the book of tank. That's in a book of tanking. So miss me with all the tough talk about, like, oh, if I thought those guys were tanking, they would have been fired. No, John Mara, you were stuck. Blink twice if you need help. Matt is in Massapequa. Matt, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling, man.
Good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. the Giants are a joke. They're going to run it back with Shane and Dable after they just had the most embarrassing season in franchise history. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, but you look at, like, they don't even have a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback, a young quarterback. You might as well extend them at this point to a 2-3 year extension because...
Oh, it's a guarantee.
It
might
going to blow up in their face.
Like, 5-year contract, you might as well give them 2 more years from that. Like,
yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, the Jets are disgusting. I mean, they're like that girl that's a 9 and that you spot at a dark club when you're like 14 drinks in and then the lights come on and you're just ashamed you got fooled so badly. I mean, it's a disgrace. You're so
optimistic. I thought you were going to say you get her home.
Oh, yeah, well, that too. The season starts and you're like, oh my God, what did I see in this team? It's amazing. Both teams are an unmitigated disaster. I mean, at this point, I'd rather listen to you guys talk about women's curling.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Seemed like he took a dive, went underwater. But I knew where you were going, and then I think you started to disparage women in sports, and we don't need any more of that after the Joy Taylor conversation today. 888-808-1019. Yeah, it's sad. Like, this is New York. We have two teams. This is New York and New Jersey. We have two teams. And people used to say to me when I was young, you had two teams to choose from. You're New Jersey. Three. You could have picked the Eagles. How'd you end up a Dallas fan? I remember playing a video game when I was young, and they would fly in to East Rutherford back when it was Giant Stadium with the turf, and they had the logo in the middle that was New Jersey emblem, East Rutherford, and I'm like, damn, how come not one of these teams could rep Jersey? Not even the Jersey Jets for alliteration? What are we, second-class citizens? What are we, chopped liver? I don't have to root for one of these teams. Never, ever was I going to be an Eagles fan. I've always hated Philly. I think I'm going to bet against Philly every round of the playoffs and just hope that they lose. But yeah, the TV got me. And now I'm stuck with an owner/GM that says he bought his passion. Jerry Jones said he's never giving up being the GM of the Dallas Cowboys because that's what he wanted. I said, well, damn, somebody should have told 5-year-old me. Somebody should have told me Jerry Jones was going to see this thing through to the grave. And he's going to literally put the team in the grave with himself. But yeah, Cowboys fans, the Dallas Cowboys are cooked as well. At least you Giants fans have some Super Bowls that you can remember. Neil is in Weehawk, and Neil, you're on the Fan.
Hey, so I feel all the pain with the Giants, but I do have a little hope here for some optimism. Hear me out. They cleaned up the cap mess.
Yes.
Right? Mara had... I think Mara's learned not to make the Gettleman mistake and let these guys go nuts and mortgage the future. And with all these reclamation projects that were happening around the league, Mara might say, hey, look, before I, you know, my dad let Ernie Accorsi trade the farm for Eli, he went out and got Kerry Collins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Garoppolo's available. I think we just need somebody who can show everybody else what winning football is all about. And even if that means we're 7-10, but next year's schedule, 7-10 would be a blessing, but you kind of knew with Kerry Collins you were in every game, right? If Dable's so good at scheming guys open, find a veteran who can play NFL football, Derek Carr, right?
Yeah.
There's guys out there who, you know what, maybe they're not going to take you over the hump, but they are going to get you to a point where, you know what, Jalin Hyatt can develop because he's got somebody throwing him the ball. The offensive line can develop because the ball's coming out on time.
Yes.
Just across the board, change the whole philosophy. I'm hoping that Shane's professional scouting, which has been light years better than his amateur scouting, college scouting, can identify somebody who can just, like I said, come in, run it the right way, show us what professional football means in this city. And you know what, if we go 7-10 next year, but he did that and somewhere in the third, fourth round, he got some developmental guy who could be a backup. And then next year, you know what? Maybe Mara says, okay, you've earned the right to trade away 2 first-round picks to go get whoever it is. That's just my ramble, right? Do you think Mara can actually discipline himself to not let these guys do stupid things?
Nah, because I think he just says it's their decision and he doesn't want to be the meddling owner and he tries to stay out of it.
That's nonsense. I don't know any organization that's run that way where the person who signs the check says, you've done bad, but I'm still going to stay out of the way.
Yeah, and I think he should meddle more. I think that everything should go through some type of system where, like, hey, I got to QA this. Like, nothing gets done unless I see it and I'm the last one to say, okay, punch it. Because, like, I don't know. I think he would probably have said, hey, call Saquon back and make sure. Like, how much is it to keep him out of Philly?
And the irony is, the Eagles are using their $40 million quarterback to hand it off to their $15 million running back.
Right, their philosophy. That's why I say, Shane, they're built on all these philosophies and theories that they're trying to apply here that, like, where else is that being applied? Like, it's working for Philadelphia. Lamar Jackson got paid, and they went out and got Derrick Henry for him. I don't know. It's different in other places where they're having more success. Thanks for the call, Neil. 888-808-1019. I like what you said, and Chris in Port Washington will come to you next, because the only logic that I saw all season through this tankathon to keep in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, won their a package deal, was that they needed to complete the Holy Trinity. They needed their quarterback. They haven't had one because of some other things and restraints and caps and what they could do, right? They have to pay Daniel Jones. Not really. I don't know. I don't want to say they had to. But they ended up in a situation where the fan base probably would have given them a lot of crap for moving on from Daniel Jones after having the season that he had and winning a playoff game. So they felt they had to pay him, but they gave themselves an out and they used that out. But now it's a wide open quarterback room. The slate is clean. The next thing that has to happen for the Giants is they have to sign a veteran, one that can play and do what Neil was talking about, run the offense, get rid of the ball, look like an NFL quarterback. They need an NFL caliber decision maker and thrower of the football. Daniel Jones a lot of times was not that. And then they do need to also draft a young quarterback, a quarterback potentially of the future. Now, does that mean reach at three? No. But you can trade back. And you can trade up, and you can look at who drops. And after they evaluate Jackson Dart and some of these other guys, I'm starting to think Jackson Dart is more of a possibility. And then also you could make a trade, not for J.J. McCarthy, maybe a Joe Milton type. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm coming right back. Yes, sir. Monday night into Tuesday morning, Keith McPherson on the Fan, Cam to 2 a.m., one of those later night shows after the Brooklyn Nets. No Monday night football. Monday night football is over as we head into this upcoming wild card weekend. I think they dropped the Super Wild Card weekend, whatever. You know what it is. There's games. There's a bunch of games coming up. But no more games for the New York Giants, and I think we have reached the point where, all right, I took enough calls airing out frustration. I took enough calls talking down on Shane and Daboll, and you just come around to the fact that nothing has changed. The leadership is still the same. Now, will they fire Shane Bowen? I've been saying that for weeks, yeah. I heard Sean Moore say something today that stuck with me going back to Hard Knocks and how Shane Bowen said something like, oh, with these guys up front, talking about Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon, like with these guys up front, I could have you play corner out there. Incorrect. I mean, so much so, like, I just don't see how they went from trying to get Stephon Gilmore in here, which I know Stephon Gilmore is a little bit old. The Cowboys moved on from him. Stephon Gilmore ended up with the Vikings. But, like, to have a Dory Jackson come back and just, like, I don't know, Deontay Banks didn't have a good year. If I'm the Giants, I'm looking to bring in some young corners too from the SEC. Like, let's go to the best conference with the best athletes and get some corners out of those schools and not Kentucky. Like Alabama, Georgia, Florida, LSU. 888-808-1019. So that's where I think we are now, right? The beginning of the show, we opened up like, oh, it is what it is. Mara's stuck and these guys are back and they've escaped this and they know that they're They're lucky to have escaped this. I haven't seen Dable smile with the smile that he had on. He's relieved. The season's over, and hopefully now they will hear me out when I say this is what we need and who we want at quarterback. I think they need to draft one. I'm not saying they need to draft one at three. I think they need to bring one in via free agency, and if that isn't good enough, trade. Trade for one. I don't care if you have three guys and you got to end up cutting one, or like you need to have three viable options. I think one veteran, one guy that might be even a little bit more of a project, like a veteran, like maybe a Derek Carr that has played and started, a guy that might be more of a project like a Justin Fields or even a Joe Milton, and then you need a fresh rookie, just somebody whose first year in the league is coming in and you can mold and can learn from, you know, Brian Daboll, under Brian Daboll in that offense, in that system, which brings me to my next point about Mike Kafka. And I know he's under contract and he let us know that going into this last game, but I was for sure that, you know, he would be out. One, because he had some interest last year. I think he was talking to Seattle and maybe somewhere else. He also has some interest this year, but not for a head coach. He's going to go somewhere and be someone's OC. And there's some good OCs that are going to be out there floating around. We'll see what happens with Kafka. There was talk today about, you know, Mara expressing to Daboll, like, you know, do you need to call the plays or something along the lines of them having a conversation about the play calling. I think Brian Daboll should give that job up. I think he's got too much going on. Obviously, he could be fully involved with the play calling plan, maybe the script, obviously, and influence the play calling. But I think he just needs to oversee everything. Like, don't be so worried about the offensive game plan and calling the plays that, like, you don't have a healthy kicker that you need to have everything buttoned up. So back to the phones we go, 888-808-1019. We'll bring in some more Jets conversation and some Yankees conversation, too, as we approach my last hour here on The Fan. I said I was going to go to Chris in Port Washington. Chris, what's up? You're live.
What's up, dude? So, wait, when I was at the water park and I was looking at the binoculars, that wasn't you?
Nah.
Nah, all right. So, listen. I'm on board with the Giants being screwed either way, but it's the best of the three options to bring them back. You got to think about it this way. If they fired one or the other, they're both going to get screwed. Well, the other one's got to go, and then they got to start the cycle again.
Mm-hmm.
If they fire both, Wellington Mara hired Tom Coughlin. John Mara is 0-30.
Yeah.
35 in coordinators and head coaches.
He don't want to do it. Yeah, he don't trust himself to do it.
He's failed at every turn. Now, you said something about Tisch, too. Tisch has notoriously never wanted to be involved. He doesn't want the spotlight. He just signs the checks. He's there at the draft. He shows up. He don't know He doesn't even know where he is. He does not have any. He doesn't want anything to do with
anybody. Somebody's got to rise up. Let me look at the Mara family tree.
Listen. That's what they need. I need you to think about this. The Knicks and Rangers. The Rangers got better when what happened with Dolan? He got out of the way.
Yeah.
The Knicks got better when he got out of the way. Other than the Steinbrenners and maybe the Mavericks, give me one team that the owner is in. Incredibly involved in that is successful.
No, not the Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you that much.
No. Give me one. You can't. Those are the only two that you can think of.
Not the Jets.
He's got to get out of the way. I'd rather have Mara be like Tisch and be non-existent and pay for and trade and sign whoever. You know, he's never said no to spending money, but he's not sitting there on hard knocks with his finger on the pulse. This team gets better, franchise gets better, when they get out of the way. Why do you think people around the league are saying that Shane and Daboll know what they're doing, and they're getting another chance?
Yeah.
Judge didn't get another one. Shermer didn't get another one. McAdoo didn't get another one. You know,
a lot of people have come out to endorse Daboll as a good coach. Orlovsky was talking about it today. Somebody else I was saying they're like, and I don't think any of us can deny that. We've seen enough from this guy in-game coaching, talking X and O's. He's not good with the media because he doesn't want to be, but he's a good coach.
But why do they, and he said it before they hired this guy, I hate hiring people every 3 years. I hate hiring people every 2-3 years. It's embarrassing. But you got to look at that. You got to think of that number, dude. Wellington Mara brought in Coughlin, every single person that he has brought in has crashed and burned because he's too involved.
Yeah, it's been 9 years.
Because you think that he's, I mean, they've had, what, 4 head coaches and 5 general managers? How many offensive coordinators? How many defensive coordinators? You take Spagnuolo out of it, fine. But nobody works. Why is that? Not one guy works. And they got players on the team that were deemed busts for the Giants. that are starters on other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Figured it out.
Will Hernandez.
Yeah.
Ziegler.
Yeah.
All guys on the line. They couldn't do anything because, you know, they don't have any stability. So you know what? Let them crash and burn again. If they show up and they're legit, that's great. Now, the problem is with this is that if they're there next year and they draft the quarterback and this kid's a mess, then they got to fire him next year. So they're going to have 2-3 years now. They have to.
Yeah, they have to. You can't bring in a rookie quarterback.
No.
And then fire his coach in a year.
No.
And then bring in a new system, new coordinators.
No,
new,
that's what Caleb Williams is happening. That's
the mess. And that's what you did to Daniel Jones. So you got to learn from that mistake as well.
Exactly. So what he's telling you today is that they're good for at least 2 years. And you know what? I'd rather have that than the quick turnover every 3 years because that doesn't work either. Now,
okay, so just be patient as John Maron and know that it's going to be rough next year. The schedule is tough.
It's going to be rough for the next 5 years. But this is where I get a little crazy. If they don't want the quarterback, right, can they move back and sign a left tackle? Or they stay there, they draft Hunter, and they try to sign.
You're out on Andrew Thomas?
Okay, you're 300 pounds. You were a Division I athlete. He's 300 pounds. He moves laterally. How's his foot going to be?
Yeah, and you just need insurance
for him. That's not your knee, man. He's got all that weight. He's 300 pounds. And he's
always something. He's been hurt every year. It's just like he's a good player, but the best ability is availability. You can't rely on him. And if you don't have a reliable left tackle, you don't have one. Like, it's a huge position.
What bone would be worse for him to break as a left tackle in the league?
Yeah. I just don't want to write him off. I don't want to say he's done,
Neither do I. So draft the right tackle. Draft guys on the line. Now, could you trade that second round pick if Darnold? Let's say Vikings win the Super Bowl. Could you trade that second round pick and maybe another second round pick for J.J. McCarthy?
I think you could. I wouldn't. I said my target would be Joe Milton after what we saw from Joe Milton. He's a bigger frame, stronger arm. Okay, McCarthy, I think he's got a lot of hype attached to him.
But if you can get Hunter at 3 and then step back and then you get the 10th round pick from last year and the 34th pick this year, that's a success. You said you wanted to get creative. What's more creative than that?
And that's what I'm saying. Joe Shane has to win back the fan base. He has to wheel and deal and have a masterful draft with trading and moving up and maybe bringing in a player or two. Like, he's got to do some things this offseason.
Bring in a Mariota who could stabilize the position and somebody who could just calm it down. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. And I understand keeping him. But, like, you know what the franchise needs? They need, like, a Mike McCarthy or a Vrabel or some guy that has done it before that could just get him back to sea level and then you figure it out. They got once Thomas went down, the franchise, that was it. That was the end. They got no depth. They have all this talent. They go
back to back years. Andrew Thomas going down. It's like, well, got to move some things around. And then they have 10 different offensive line combinations through a season.
The starting left tackle was the practice guard of the Raiders or something. Like, that's
they're picking guys up. I think he came from the Niners or something. It was they're picking guys up off of practice squads.
but what I'm saying is, like, you have all this talent, apparently. You got one of the best defensive linemen in the league. You got one of the best left tackles in the league. You got one of the best rookie receiver in the league. Right? You got all these guys. You don't have a tight end. You stole a running back in the 5th round. How could it be this bad when one of these guys goes down, they got nothing behind them?
Yeah, they just don't have the depth. And you know what it is? A lot of it is the turnover from Gettleman's guys to their guys, letting Gettleman's guys go and drafting their own guys and then filling in the gaps with Runyon and Illuminor and some other pieces.
Those guys are the thing too. The big pass that they get that nobody seems to want to talk about with Gettleman and Shane, right? Neal and Thibodeau were drafted by Shane, yes.
Yeah.
But the scouting department that brought those two guys in was Gettleman's, and they fired them immediately after that draft. So Shane showed up and was like, all right. But he didn't draft Evan Neal.
I don't know. It goes under his regime.
Yes, it does. But he didn't scout him.
He had to have scouted something.
Or back to the end, the perfect part of my plan. Or that's what Mara saw. And Mara told him to draft those two guys because you haven't been long enough. He's got to get out of the way, dude.
Great call, Chris. I'm glad you held. No, it was not me at the water park. I don't know why you would have binoculars at the water park where children are, but great, great call on the Giants and insight on the Giants. I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you on a lot of things. These are the guys. Mara has struck out, right? And that's, I remember listening to C-Mac one night, and C-Mac was like, what would you rather have? John Mara try to pick another GM head coach, or have these guys try to pick their next quarterback and, like, you know, figure their way out of this, like, you know, try and clean up this mess? And I think that's what Mara and Tish and them talked about too. They talked about, in my notes, they're talking about all the conversations they had on Friday. And it's like, yeah, Friday was the day to have the conversation. These conversations should have been had all week, every week leading up to this. And I think they were, because ultimately these guys were safe. The way Dable was smiling, as confident as Shane was sitting there talking about what he did, they knew they weren't going anywhere. let's see. Jordan Renan wrote, Joe Shane said he never wavered about keeping his job. Admitted 3 wins, not good enough. That's the same thing that Dable said. He's brought up multiple times that they're in good financial shape, $40 million under the cap this year, $100 million in 2026. That's the year. And, like, you may end, I don't know. See, it's a perplexing Pegasus. It leaves you kerfuffled. We do not know the future. It's the NFL. If we trade this, if we draft this guy, if this guy develops, if this guy is what we think he is, if this guy's not hurt. But man, like, for the Giants to have a tough strength of schedule, and it's the NFL, we don't know, but we could just kind of bank on it. Like, they're most likely going to have a top 10 pick in 2026 and be $100 million under the salary cap. That is when Shane and Dable turn the tide. 888-808-1019. That's what you almost have to believe. That's what you have to sell yourself on as a Giants fan. Hey, they're going to get a quarterback this year, whether they get one in free agency. Mara told you, whether they go through the draft or free agency. Maybe they get two quarterbacks that could be here. But the year you got to be looking for is 2026. This next year might be rough, but, like, you'll be able to fill a hole in 2026 with a top free agent, and you might have a top pick where, who knows? I don't know. Maybe Archie Manning is there. Maybe you don't. Maybe you take Travis Hunter, or you. That's another thing. I've already said this too tonight about the draft. It's a competition, right? And if you trade back or trade out or whatever, and you try to trade back up and the quarterback gets snatched by someone else, it changes your plans. Maybe they can't get one of these top quarterbacks. Okay, so be it. There's a good crop of quarterbacks next year. There's a few names. Obviously, Archie is the one that most Giants fans are like, Archie Manning. Maybe if he comes out and he's there for you to have. 888-808-1019. You got to kind of see the forest through the trees and hope against hope. And that's all we can do as fans. That's all we can do as fans. As a Yankee fan, how many times I get on air and I say it's always hope week. Hope. Hope the Yankees find a third baseman. Hope the Yankees can hit without Juan Soto. Hope Judge turns it on in the postseason. Hope Volpe takes a step forward. Hope Austin Wells takes a step forward. Hope Jason Dominguez is ready to play the outfield, whether it's center field or left field. Hope Belly can play left field, actually. He's done it before, and I feel better about Dominguez in center field. Let's go out to Brooklyn. Solomon, you're on the Fan before we break. What's up, man?
How are you, Keith? And good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening, good morning, yeah. Good afternoon, all the above.
First of all, take it slowly because I'm a little kind of sick. I'm sorry for that. But anyways, I would like to know if I looked into it and I saw, like, the Yankees are going to, like, are having talks with the San Diego Padres and having talks with the Los Angeles Dodgers of their players of Luis Arraez and Gavin Lux. Do you think it would be able, like, to bolster the infield? And do you think the Yankees are still picking up pieces, or do you think, like, after
Solomon, thanks for the call, bro. Rest up. If you're not feeling well, I know you're listening to me. You can pause this and wake up and listen to it in the morning. It all goes to podcast. It's available on the free Odyssey app. I'll take it from here before we go to break. 888-808-1019. Jeff Passan reported earlier today that Cincinnati received infielder Gavin Lux, Los Angeles Dodgers, yada, yada, yada. So Gavin Lux is off the board. Luis Arraez, we spoke about earlier, maybe, perhaps, potentially that goes down. And yeah, the Yankees still need another move in the infield. I don't know what it's going to be. I assume it's going to be a third baseman, not a second baseman, but I think they're going to take the best that they can get. And then you have Jazz Chisholm that you can move to second base or leave at third. All right, I got to take a break. Here comes Marco with the update. 1 hour left. BRB.